This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kibbles and Gifts, your one stop for pet supplies on the coastside.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
We're happy to have with us in the studio today Matthew Chittister, who is the city manager for Half Moon Bay. Welcome, sir.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be with you.
Now, this interview is being recorded during the labor issues with Republic Services impacting the pickup of our garbage and trash. The things we're talking about may be irrelevant by the time this airs later on, and we certainly hope so.
That's the hope.
Yes, it is. The takeaway for me, Matthew, is that, you know, there are so many things we take for granted in this life, and the running of a city, when everything is running properly, we don't really think about whether it's water, sewer, garbage and trash pickup until one of those things is not available anymore or is impacted in a certain way. And all of a sudden, then our lives radically change. And here we are in a situation where in a relatively short period of time, the bins have been filled up. They're very full. And here we are. One of the questions I have for you is, did you have any heads up this was coming, or was it a surprise?
Oh, absolute surprise. And I think it was a surprise for even the leadership over at Republic. You know, they showed up to work Tuesday morning and saw the picket lines and, you know, probably thought, uh-oh, we're in trouble. And I started hearing from my staff that there were picket lines on 92. And midday on Tuesday is when we find out that garbage is not being picked up.
On the way in this morning to the studio, I happened to see one of the public works trucks going down the street, and there was a couple of guys in the truck, and it was filled with trash. So are you in the process of doing something on your end?
We're obviously taking any measures we can to ease the burden here. That crew you saw this morning, we're working with some of our staff, and we have to work with our non-union staff to do this, to empty the public trash cans downtown because those are serviced by Republic on a daily basis. We would love to have a solution for residential garbage and the commercial dumpsters and those things, but that requires special training, special equipment. You can't lift one of those street carts to dump it into a truck. That takes special equipment. With the staff we have available, the management staff we have available, and that goes for Republic too. Anything they're able to do right now is utilizing their management staff. And luckily they have folks that started on the lines and have the training and certifications you need to operate some of that equipment. But that's spread over, I think, three cities in San Mateo County, Daly City, Half Moon Bay, and Colma. I don't think any other cities have Republic services, but, you know, that's one leadership team trying to manage all the work for three cities. So we're trying to be understanding, but we're pressing them really, really hard to make sure our needs are serviced. And they're responding, which is great.
I know on Friday when I came in, I went up to the Higgins Canyon Road drop-off point, and even in the morning, that thing was completely filled up. Has that been emptied?
Yeah, once they're filled up, we give them a heads up. They do have staff monitoring them a little bit, but again, they're spread very thin. They do their best to get a driver down and do a swap, and that happened yesterday at Higgins Canyon Road. I will say that my understanding is the dumpster at the end of Bev Cunha Road down by the sand plant hasn't had a lot of use. Maybe it's just people know where the train depot is. So if you're looking for a place to get rid of your residential garbage, and I just want to remind folks, if you have commercial trash, if you're a contractor, please do not put those in the bins because when they fill up, our residents don't have anywhere to put their garbage.
Now, have you heard anything at all from your contacts at Republic Services as to where we are in the scheme of things?
I don't think our local leadership from Republic Services is really being kept in the loop on the national level. You know, people, I don't think everybody understands exactly what's happening. There's big negotiation happening back east, and then there's a negotiation happening in the Central Valley. And those two unions are striking. It's all Teamsters, but those locals are striking. The one from the Central Valley sent people to Bay Area locations to picket those locations. And what happens is our workers are not on strike. They just won't cross those picket lines to go to work every day. And so our workers don't have any issues with Republic, as far as I know. They're just waiting for these other picket lines to end. And then they are itching to get back to work. That's my understanding.
The editor of the Half Moon Bay Review did an interesting article, and if I got it correctly, he said that basically our local is quite happy with their labor relationships with the outfit locally here for Republic Services. But as you say, they wouldn't have gone on strike by themselves.
I think they signed a new contract in the last 2 years that they're good with.
Yes, right, exactly. Yeah. And but again, they honor their brothers when they throw out the picket lines. They're not going to cross them. So here we are.
Yeah.
So really, if that were to continue in that configuration, is it safe to say basically we're being held captive by 40 people out of Stockton that are in that local there?
This is the right of organized workers in our country to advocate for themselves, and we support that. Obviously, we have an obligation to take care of the health and safety of our community, and so we would love to see this issue resolved as soon as possible so that our local union can get back to work.
Now, they say hindsight is 2020, and so based on what you're experiencing, you being the city of Half Moon Bay, what are your takeaways? In other words, what can you do in the future should this ever happen again? Is there anything you can do?
You know, there's always things we can do differently, and we'll be working on some of those plans. Obviously, right now, our focus is just in the moment and what's going to happen over the next couple of weeks. But there are things we'll look at. You know, we're not staffed. Our staff aren't trained, certified to operate their equipment. We actually have access to their equipment, but we have nobody to operate it. And we're still working on some different options, but kind of what you find is people that are trained and certified to operate that equipment are either out there doing it already for another company, or they're in a union and won't cross the line. So I think that's the big challenge, right? So that's something we will look at. I think there are plans in place for something acutely happening with our local Republic where we could draw on resources from other Republic locations or other trash haulers. I don't think there was much contingency for a full-blown nationwide strike. And I'm finding that I talk with my colleagues in other cities, you know, as far north as Fairfield and down in the South Bay. And really everybody's in the same boat. There just aren't the right people out there to do this work, which I think is good leverage for those people that are on strike, right?
Yes, yes, exactly. Well, I know that in the neighborhood that I live in, people were thoroughly confused because even on the day our pickup is traditionally on Fridays, people were putting out their bins as per usual and were surprised when nothing was happening. So I was amazed at the number of people that didn't even know there was a problem.
Yeah, that's been my observation as well. I think we do a good job of getting information out there, but clearly we don't penetrate deep enough into the community right now with our communications, and that's another thing we'll be working on. I will tell folks, if you're a Republic customer and really PG&E, any of the utilities that are out there that you depend on, make sure your contact information is up to date and it's something you have access to, because Republic's been pushing out messaging almost every day, maybe multiple times a day since Tuesday, as have we. And like you said, there's a lot of people that are being taken by surprise even, you know, almost a week into this.
Well, you're right. I mean, I've heard people, even in the community that I live in, people said, well, I got a message. And another neighbor would say, well, I never got that message. So it's kind of hit and miss who's on the chain and who's not, you know.
Yeah.
So, well, this is certainly another learning experience for you and your staff, isn't it?
It is not something that we expected. But, you know, every challenge is an opportunity to learn and do better. And we're continuing to do that right now. And our hope is that we get through this pretty quickly. But we're going to continue looking for solutions, because I know how impacted people are feeling right now.
Well, listen, we're here to help you in any way we can. We're your megaphone to the community. So if you have updates, please let us know so we can pass that information along.
Absolutely. And we really appreciate the work that KHMB does here to communicate with the community. Thank you, Jim.
As mentioned earlier, this interview was recorded while negotiations were underway between Republic Services and striking trash collectors. If you are hearing this story after conditions have returned to normal, at least you will have insight as to what part the city played in helping to alleviate the problems associated with not having your trash picked up. For our listeners that live in El Granada, Moss Beach, and Monterra and are under contract with Recology of Pacifica for their trash pickup, well, count your blessings that they were not out on strike. For the feature story of the week, this is Jim Henderson. No strike over at the KHMB Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer, so we are going back to the year 1961. The trip begins in moments on your one and only community radio station for the San Mateo County Mid-Coast. This is 100.9 Coastside Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
The 11th annual Cooking for a Cause, benefiting St. Regis Dental Health, is coming up on September 27th, and sponsorship opportunities are available. This is Spandon, the Director of Development at St. Regis. This is your chance to spotlight your business in front of over 200 guests with added exposure on air, in print, and across our social media channels, all while supporting compassionate dental care for our community. If you are interested in a sponsorship opportunity, please visit sunresisdental.org or call me personally at 650-727-3487. Again, that is sunresisdental.org or 650-727-3487.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1961.
It's 2 years since Half Moon Bay became incorporated. What were things like on the Coastside back in 1961? Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, the City Council has allocated nearly $4,000 for a survey to create a master plan for Half Moon Bay. Arleta Park property owners petition for street paving. When a sufficient number of signatures are reached, the petition will be presented to the City Council, who in turn will hold a public hearing on their requests. Many streets in Arleta Park are still unpaved. An acreage sought for housing project. By a margin of 183-93, the voters of Half Moon Bay approved a proposal to allow the county to find land that can be used to house the elderly. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. I hope you all had a great time at the 4th of July. Those of you who came to the parade on Main Street loved it. A great parade was held, and it was red, white, and blue every direction you looked. The Lions Club sold out of pancakes. People cheered my mom, the Grand Marshal, Adora Palmer. She was so happy. And after that, everyone went down to the IDES Hall for a ribbon cutting of the Portuguese mural art. There was a ribbon cutting ceremony introduction. I saw all of our City Council people there, along with Supervisor Ray Mueller, after the great 4th of July parade. The artist is the incredible Julie Engelin, who has done many murals around town. A stroll down Main Street will lead you past many other inspiring murals gracing our buildings. Check out Cunha's store on the south wall of Mavericks with the Big Wave and Jeff Clark surfing there on the wall facing Main Street. Our resident painter January Hooker provided two great murals inside La Piazza from years back, and they're worth checking out even if you haven't seen them. More murals on the Half Moon Bay Feed and Fuel Store can be part of your Main Street mural walk. And there's also talk of another mural going up. Can you guess where? Give me your input. What should the theme be? Where should it be located? Let's figure it out. Drop me a note. I'd really appreciate it. We do hope you'll visit Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now RV Camping very soon. 1961. The Cold War continued to worsen with USSR exploding some very large bombs during the testing and then masterminding the building of the Berlin Wall, separating Germany and Americans, and Russians glared at each other across the border. Due to this uncertainty, many Americans built backyard fallout shelters in case of nuclear war. The world's population reaches 4 billion. The Russians put the first human in space, but the United States follows when the United States launches Alan Shepard into space. How much did things cost in 1961? Inflation was 1%, and bacon 67 cents a pound, eggs 30 cents a dozen, and a gallon of gas 67 cents. In popular culture, top films include The Guns of Navarone, The Parent Trap, and West Side Story. On the TV screen, families were watching Bonanza, Gunsmoke, Perry Mason, My Three Sons, Alfred Hitchcock Presents, and The Twilight Zone. In popular music, this pop singer was born in Fargo, North Dakota, but his recording success was made when his name was well known across the country. Here's Bobby V with the number one gold hit, Take Good Care of My Baby.
My tears are falling, 'cause you've taken her away. And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've gotta say. Take good care of my baby. Please don't ever make her blue. Just tell her that you love her. Make sure you're thinking of her in everything you say and do. Take good care of my baby. Now don't you ever make her cry. Just let your love surround her. Paint a rainbow all around her. Don't let her see a cloudy sky. Once upon a time, that little girl was mine. If I'd been true, I know she'd never be with you. So take good care of my baby. Be just as kind as you can be. And if you should discover that you don't really love her, just send my baby back home to me. Well, take good care of my baby. Be just as kind as you can be. Discover that you don't really love her. Just send my baby back home to me. Take good care of my baby. Well, take good care of my baby.
Losing your girlfriend is another guy seems to be a popular theme with this hit record in 1961. Here's Elvis with his hit, Marie's the Name of His Latest Flame.
A very old friend came by today, 'cause he was telling everyone in town of the love that he just found, and Marie's the name of his latest flame. He talked and talked, and I heard him say that she had the longest, blackest hair, the prettiest green eyes anywhere,
and Marie's the name of his latest flame. Though I smiled, the tears inside were a-burning. I wished him luck and then he said a goodbye. He was gone, but still his words kept returning. What else was there for me to do but cry? Would you believe that yesterday this girl was in my arms and swore to me she'd be mine eternally? And Marie's the name of his latest flame. Though I smiled, the tears inside were a-burning. I wished him luck and then he said goodbye. He was gone, but still his words kept returning. What else was there for me to do but cry? Would you believe that yesterday this girl was in my arms and swore to me she'd be mine eternally? And Marie's the name of his latest flame. Yeah, Marie's the name of his latest flame. Oh, Marie's the name.
Thanks for joining us. Until next week, for another KHMB Time Machine, this is Cameron Palmer.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
Hello, this is Frank Vento, your hometown realtor. I'm excited to share with listeners of KHMB Radio that I've been serving clients' needs on the Coastside since 2001, with hundreds of lives changed the past 18 years. We've also seen shifts in the real estate market. Over this period of time, I've built strong relationships in the community and around the country. So if you plan on selling or moving out of the area, I can help you find an agent to help you find your new home. Or sell and move here if you're listening online. Looking forward to serving more clients now and in the future. I'm Frank Vento, broker associate at Intero Real Estate. Call me at 650-888-9900. That's 650-888-9900. Or online at frankvento.com. That's Frank, V-E-N-T-O.com.
BRE license number 01321362.
If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the Coastside. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
I'd like to share a sweet story by Eileen Mitchell about a basset hound that adopted a family. Maggie the basset hound joined the Lim family in 2000, but exactly how this came about remains vague. Donna and her husband Edwin already had two rescued basset hounds and weren't seeking a third. All they know is that one day Maggie appeared and stayed. We hadn't had Maggie long before we learned that she was allergic to meat. Our veterinarian diagnosed it right away because she also had a dog with the same odd allergy. Meat made both dogs itch fiercely. With the rich variety of dog foods available on the market, a meatless diet wasn't a problem. But who knew our new dog would have other preferences? We discovered exactly what these preferences were when I started container gardening in our backyard. Among other vegetables, I had planted baby carrots, and as a novice gardener, I was delighted with their beautiful progress. One afternoon, I was tending to my garden when I noticed carrot tops littered all over the ground. Just the carrot tops, no carrots. My tomatoes also were doing quite well until I realized that ripened tomatoes were here today and gone tomorrow. I blamed the squirrels and transferred my precious plants to our greenhouse. There my produce thrived. One day, however, I accidentally left the greenhouse door open, and that evening, when I went to pick tomatoes for our salad, the plant was stripped bare. Not a tomato in sight. I was cursing those pesky squirrels when I noticed a suspicious red stain around Maggie's mouth. Oh, I was angry. Determined to teach her a lesson, I picked a pepper from my jalapeno pepper plant and fed it to her. Surely this would discourage her from eating plants, but all it did was whet her appetite. The next day I checked my jalapeno plan and all the peppers were gone. And so it was with our lovely Miss Magpie. There was one day I accidentally left a box of mangoes on a low shelf in the kitchen and later walked by to find our happy dog carefully holding the fruit with her front paws, peeling and delighting in her juicy find. Another time I set down a large bag of tomatoes just long enough to retrieve the mail. When I returned seconds later, the canine culprit was busted with telltale juice all over her snout. We soon learned that if ever we hoped to enjoy the fruits of our labor, we had to barricade our backyard plants and trees, because heaven forbid we should ever want an orange or tangerine for ourselves. Maggie picked, peeled, and ate all the fruit she could reach. And oh, the whining we endured if we brought home a watermelon and didn't share it with her. To satisfy her unquenchable lust for produce, we made Maggie a salad every night with her dinner. We blessed the day that Maggie came to live with us. At that time, she was a big girl at 76 pounds, but her vegetarian diet reduced her to a healthy 68 pounds. Last year, Maggie crossed the Rainbow Bridge at age 13. During her final days, we indulged her with all the watermelon and mangoes she wanted. I only wish I could have packed her a lunchbox with a great big salad for her final journey. Today, I can't eat a tangerine or tomato without remembering our lovely vegetarian hound. Until next week, this is Crystal Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts and Kibbles Pet Care.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHMB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khmbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coast side. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the coast side.
It's a fact of life that carpets wear out and need replacing. When this happens to you, visit Floors to Go. Locally owned and operated, Floors to Go carries a full variety of carpets, hardwood, laminates, vinyl, tiles, and stone. We'll help you choose the perfect floor for your lifestyle and your budget. We love our pets, but sometimes pets and carpets don't always mix. Floors to Go have pet-friendly carpet. Now your pets can live in harmony with your carpet. Let us show you how. Our showroom and office is located at 116 North Cabrillo Highway, right behind Granola's Coffee House in Half Moon Bay. See our large selection of American-made products at floors2go.com. And then phone us at 726-6386.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Have you ever dealt with a problem that just keeps coming back, even after you thought you fixed it? Hi, I'm Ranger Kelak. I'm a coach, speaker, and in 2024, I walked across America on foot, from South Carolina to California. But today, I want to tell you about something I learned years earlier on a small ranch in my hometown. Back then, I was hired to help clear out bull thistle. It's a nasty weed that's painful for cattle to eat and even harder to get rid of. The process? First, you pull off the flower, the part with the seeds. Then you dig it out by the roots. And finally, you chop up the stem to make sure it doesn't grow back. It was hot, repetitive work. Gloves didn't protect from the barbs, and the shovel gave me splinters. But I kept going. I remember thinking, this is overkill. Why not just pull off the flower? But the rancher explained something to me that stuck. If you don't dig it out by the roots, it'll come back. That lesson isn't just about weeds. It's about health, habits, and the issues that we try to ignore. If you want to know how you can use this in your life, I'll show you how right after this short message from Shepherd Family Dentistry.
This is Dr. Brian Shepherd. Do you snore or have trouble sleeping? If so, you may have obstructive sleep apnea. If untreated, obstructive sleep apnea can lead to stroke, heart problems, high blood pressure, and diabetes. Shepherd Family Dentistry can arrange a home sleep study connected with a specialized MD for diagnosis and customize a discreet appliance to alleviate symptoms and provide restful sleep. We can bill medical insurance and Medicare. If you would like to learn more, call us at 726-3355 or visit us at shepherddentist.com. You can get a good night's sleep, and I would like to show you how.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
Too often, we try to fix symptoms without addressing the root cause. We go on a crash diet but never deal with emotional eating. We take a break when stressed but never change what's causing the stress. We buy planners and apps but don't address the fear or self-doubt behind the procrastination. That summer job taught me that real change doesn't happen by trimming the surface. You have to go deep, even when it's messy and even when it hurts. And just like pulling thistles, it's not always a one-time job. That first field wasn't the only one. I had to do it again and again and again across multiple pastures, but that's because change requires commitment and consistency, along with the willingness to deal with discomfort so that you can prevent bigger problems later on. So here's my question for you. What's one area of your health or mindset where you've been treating the symptom instead of the root? And what would it look like to dig a little deeper? If you'd like help identifying your next step or pulling out your own thistles, I'd love to support you. Visit withinrangecoaching.com to schedule a free 15-minute conversation with me. For Keeping Pace with Your Health, this has been Ranger Kelak.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
On the Carousel! On the Carousel!
Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family. And now your host for Coastside Carousel.
Listener-supported community radio for the Coastside is KHMB. And welcome to Coastside Carousel, the show that's by and for local artists along the Coastside and the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live. I'm Mike Dale. Support for Coastside Carousel comes from Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, the only true British pub on the coast and voted one of the top 8 pubs in all of California.
My guest this week is the local band, the Trey Fabs, who play what they describe as smart originals and classic rock covers. You can see the Trey Fabs at Oceansiders at Pillar Point Harbor on Sunday, July 27th from noon to 2. The band is comprised of longtime Montero resident Rick Mixter, the chief singer-songwriter, Wally Rutherford on drums, Joey Diamond, the lead guitarist with those scorching, searing solos that he's so famous for along the Coastside, one of the legends of music here, and Gil DeLiso on bass. It's a taste of originals from the Trey Fabs, recorded last year with Rich Pearsall at Studio E in Montera. More on the band after we hear a few songs. Let's start with you. It's Coastside Carousel on KHMV.
Simple.
K-H-M-B.
Community Radio for the Coastside is KHMB. This is Coastside Carousel, the show by and for local artists and the fantastic venues along the Coastside. I'm Mike Dale, and we always tip our hat to Cameron's Restaurant, Pub, and Inn for sponsoring the show for over 10 years now. Thank you, Cameron. There's Sunshine Girl, a song Rick wrote about his wife and daughters, and before that it was you. If you notice the pop chords and great harmonies, there's a good reason for that. The Trefabs met in the 1980s. When Rick was playing in a Beatles cover band called The Fabs, once Wally and Gil joined in, they became Three, or The Trey Fabs. They're at Oceansiders on Sunday, July 27th, noon to 2, and the tracks you're hearing today were recorded at Studio E in Monterra by Rich Pearsall, great studio engineer in town. Now, if you notice Rick Mixter's wonderful vibrato on lead vocals, that may be inherited from his dad, who sang light opera, choral music, Gilbert and Sullivan tunes, and Rick grew up in a home filled with music, and that's his life, too. Back to the music now. Here's Too Late to Die Young, KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
Tears. Ooh,
radio for the Coastside is KHMB, and this is Coastside Carousel, the show by and for local artists and the fantastic venues along the Coastside. Brought to us each week by Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, the only true British pub on the coast, and voted one of the top 8 pubs in all of California. There's Anything Could Happen, and before that, Too Late to Die Young, with the Tray Fab celebrating their gig coming up at Oceansiders on Sunday, July 27th, noon to 2. That'll do it for this edition of Coastside Carousel. Remember to support our local musicians, the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live, and the wonderful music venues along the Coastside. We are blessed with a rich tapestry of vibrant music. If you're a local band who writes original music and you want to be featured on the show, email me, mike@khmbradio.com. I'm Mike Dale. Stay in tune and be well on your Carousel.
On the carousel. On the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artist of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. How should we respond if confronted with frustration and conflict? The proper response was given over 200 years ago in a lengthy speech when Benjamin Franklin told the delegates at the Constitutional Convention, "In this situation of this assembly, groping as it were in the dark to find political truth, how has it happened, sir, that we have not hitherto once thought of humbly applying to the Father of Lights to illuminate our understanding? Have we now forgotten that powerful friend? Or do we imagine we no longer need his assistance? God governs in the affairs of men. I therefore move that henceforth prayers imploring the assistance of heaven and its blessings on our deliberations be held in this assembly every morning before we proceed to business." Benjamin Franklin knew that prayer was the proper response.
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.